The Art of Prosperity series.
Art of Prosperity.
For Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand.
Hi, I'm Stuart Bocking, the host of Your Business Day. And today we're talking about shaping our economic future with CEO of Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, Lee White. Well, Lee, we talk about shaping our economic future. How dependent are we, countries Australia and New Zealand, on a country like China?
Well, China's a powerhouse economy. Therefore, powerhouse economies are great customers. And this is where the opportunities lie for our businesses, is how do we find ways in which we can engage with China, not just at the highest level, but at all levels of business, to ensure that our prosperity works with the development and the flourishing of that economy.
At times of global uncertainty as we see at the moment, how do you think Chartered Accountants, the advice that you offer, allows them to come into their own?
The main element, I would say, is picking the future trends and seeing business opportunities before anyone else does. And that's opportunities in ways that technology can enhance and move very quickly to help those businesses. So finding the opportunity when certain perhaps traditional markets are shutting down and finding new ways to work those markets.
So Lee, how can a chartered accountant guide your business through these continuing changes into the future?
The chartered accountant isn't just a point of focus. The chartered accountant is able to be the advisor. No matter the size of the business, big or small, they are the beacon looking forward to ensure the future prosperity.
When you look at the Western world, we're dealing with ageing populations. That in itself brings a variety of challenges, doesn't it?
It sure does. And if I could open that up broader, the demographics of every country is changing. And you mentioned the ageing populations, no doubt about that for a lot of the Western economies, including Australia and New Zealand. But there are other challenges as well. So this is putting a lot of pressure on the businesses, a lot of pressure on the governments, but also with pressure, there's opportunities.
Yeah. And so from that viewpoint, what perspective can a chartered accountant bring on things like that?
Well, on the risk side, certainly understanding how to manage those risks, but importantly as well, looking at the opportunities. So businesses might be saying, well, where is my next lot of talent coming from? And it mightn't be through a traditional stream. So the chartered accountant might be that part of the facilitator in how talent is attracted to the business.
And just as we've seen sometimes economies have to transition perhaps from commodities to mining back again, you would see in your role as a chartered accountant important ways that from time to time the business model has to transition as well.
No doubt about that. No doubt at all. Businesses need to adapt and be flexible in their models. And the challenge here is that where businesses have been successful, you know, the small businesses have really found a niche and proven very successful. They can't rely on the niche or the circumstances to remain a constant, so they have to adapt.
When it comes to looking at a business, what's the key to trying to pick some of those future trends to provide the sort of advice a business owner, business managers are looking for?
Well, first and foremost, you need to think about what are the impacts happening in my market and what does this actually mean going forward. And when you talk about impacts, you'll think about globalisation, you'll look at the pressure of urbanisation, you'll be thinking about the change in the demographics. And therefore, if you look at those trends, you need to unpack it right down to your basic business model and say, is this current business sustainable, or where do I need to start investing to where I see opportunities coming from?
The Art of Prosperity series
for Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand.
What are some of the key advantages of being able to draw on so many members of a body like Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand?
Experience. There's lots of wonderful experiences in the family of 115,000. That experience is right from the very smallest of businesses all the way through to the top end of town. And therefore, being able to walk with that experience means you've got a chartered accountant next to you all the way through the challenges.
Do you think a lot of businesses can take comfort from that, knowing that you've got a professional on board, but also a friend, a consultant as well?
A trusted consultant is how I would say it. And I think there is great confidence, but also that means you've got someone to work through with your challenges. And for many small businesses, part of the challenge is around the level of isolation. You don't have large teams around you that you can talk to and consult and take advice. So who do you look for? Well, you look for the trusted advisor in your chartered accountant.
Now, you look at some of those challenges to be able to shape up to those and to be able to provide advice without scaring the horses. That can be a tough balancing act, can't it?
It can, and therefore you need to make sure that trust is there first and foremost, and secondly, that the advisor has a great ability to understand, to listen, and certainly therefore provide advice. But it's not an advice which is you need to do this. It's an advice that is one of persuasion, because the rights and responsibilities is with the owner of the business, and this is how a good partnership works.
We go back a couple of years back, and the Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar were worth much more than they are today. What challenges, but what benefits can a drop in the value of those respective currencies bring?
Currency movements are always a bit of both, Stuart. You know, you do get the challenges, particularly as the rates are continuing to drop. You will find that if you're importing, that means it's going to cost you more. But particularly if you're a small business exporting to different countries, particularly up into Asia, you'll find actually that you're going to be seen as a much cheaper for the same quality, and therefore you'll be expecting greater opportunities of sales and growth.
From the viewpoint of a chartered accountant, do you regard yourself as being very much at the heart of a business where you take on clients?
Chartered accountants are certainly at the heart of business, but not just in terms of the relationship between a member in practice and those running the businesses. CAs are throughout business in a variety of roles, not just CFOs. They've expanded into different parts of businesses, but always with the underpinning of ethics.
What's one tip that you could give to business managers? You look at future-proofing organisations at a time where global markets are so challenged.
Never be looking at the success of your past. Always think the new day is a new challenge, and where do I find my next customer? Where do I find my next success coming from? And if you can do that, therefore you'll remain adaptable and flexible in what you need to do.
Well, terrifically, there's another example of how chartered accountants can help shape our economic future.
To learn more on how your business can prosper, visit charteredaccountantsanz.com.